Miss Representative of MDOT.
He runs the main port, something or other.
Main Port Authority.
My name is John Henshaw. I'm Executive Director of the Main Port Authority, Director of Ports and Marine Transportation for the Maine Department of Transportation. I wanted to thank the board for inviting me to speak. I will also be brief. So it's the department's contention that this does not meet the threshold for board jurisdiction, and specifically for two reasons. And we stopped at two just because we found when there were two criteria that were not met, then that doesn't satisfy the three threshold. So the first was described by Mark Abel of the Corps, and that was that it involves an activity not previously permitted in the state. There's literally decades of projects that have been done in the state and permitted in the state, including in this area. And then finally, under 341D section 2H, is located in more than one municipality, territory, or county. And we contend that this is state-owned submerged land and not part of any municipality.
Come on, be brave. Be brave, board.
Just a minute, Peggy. I think the commissioner wanted to clarify one thing.
Thank you. Just for the purposes of clarification as to what was submitted to the department for requests for board jurisdiction, there were six persons who spoke to you this morning that did not submit materials to the department. So I just wanted you to understand that those materials would not have been before us.
You dog on you.
There's people that sent the letters that they didn't get.
And along the lines of what the commissioner was saying, I know that there have been a lot of different meetings and hearings and forums, and I know it's easy to get a little confused as to who you're sending things to. The materials that you have sent in to the Department of Environmental Protection are in the record. They are in the administrative record of this proceeding, whether it's a letter or an email or a request for jurisdiction. Those are in the record. When the chair was referring to things that were not before the board does not have that entire record. The board had what was in the board packet, which was distributed. So just to clarify that. And I just want to speak for a minute about the differences in the process so people would understand, regardless of whether the commissioner retains jurisdiction or the board assumes jurisdiction, there will be a public hearing. If the commissioner retains jurisdiction, that public hearing would be held by a presiding officer who has been designated by the chair. If the board assumes jurisdiction, the public hearing would be run by the board chair, who would be the presiding officer. So that if the commissioner retains jurisdiction, the hearing would be before that presiding officer, and the DEP staff would be processing the application and present at the hearing and asking questions, and DEP's technical staff would be evaluating it. And the same thing would be true if the board took jurisdiction. The DEP staff would be acting as staff to the board, processing the application, asking questions at the board hearing. The board is required to deliberate and vote in a public meeting, and the commissioner is not, but in both cases, there's an opportunity for a request of a draft decision document to be issued. And in both cases, a draft decision document would be issued for comment by members of the public before a final decision was made. If the commissioner were to make the initial decision, you would have your choice, any unhappy party regarding, regardless of which way a decision would go, the unhappy party could appeal to either the board or directly to Superior Court. If the board were to make the initial decision, an unhappy party would appeal to Superior Court. So that is, but in both instances, the staff would, DEP staff would be involved. And there would be pre-filed testimony, and a draft order can be requested for public comment.
So.
Well, I guess we have a couple of things before us right now. The first one, I think, is a finding as to whether or not, as a board, we feel that the four criteria are met or not.
We can't hear you.
You should have them closer to us.
Sorry, I asked someone else, but I shouldn't have myself. Okay, we're going to make a decision whether those criteria are met or not met. If the vote is that they're not met, then it will retain with the commissioner, and then if there's an appeal, it will come back before this board. If we make the decision that they are met, then this board has another decision to make under the statute, and that is whether we assume jurisdiction or not. It's not mandated under the legislation that we assume jurisdiction just because the four criteria are met. So I want you to understand that. So right now, I'm going to open this up to any discussion by the board. Pass the mic around.
Well, I guess the first thing I have is a question, perhaps. I don't know, Peggy, if you're the appropriate person or not, but I've heard conflicting opinions as to whether or not the submerged lands are state-owned or state-controlled or a part of an individual municipality. And I haven't heard a definitive decision on either way on that. So I'm a little confused about that, and perhaps somebody can shed some light on that for me, please.
Sure, I can shed some light, perhaps not crystal clear light. The state does own submerged lands, generally the state submerged lands begin at the low water mark. But as one of the parties argued, that the towns do have some jurisdiction over some activities within those borders. So it would be, the board has to look at its criteria, located in more than one municipality, territory, or county, and decide whether by that it means whether the submerged lands over which the towns have some jurisdiction would be considered part of that municipality. Certainly, the towns don't own the submerged lands. That the lands here, as far as I can tell, are submerged lands owned by the state. Did you want to go further?
Additional comments, Tom?
So I'm looking back at the original discussion from the chairperson, from the chairwoman, and I'm looking at number three. Proposed project likely to come under significant public scrutiny. And the answer originally here was no. From what I've heard today, statewide significance, of course. I'm sure there will be a considerable amount of public scrutiny, and there has already been demonstrated today, as I think there would be in any such project. It's hard to say where the scrutiny is going to be localized by some town lines or not. I suggest that it's not the case based on what I've heard today. So, and number three, I would have to say yes to the public scrutiny, because I think there's a real good argument that has been made in a number of different ways. I have to say that the best comments were the ones that were more meaning to me, and today actually came from the laypersons, that's those of you that are not the attorneys, I hate to say that, and I'm sure you've got wonderful arguments as attorneys, but it was those who came up and spoke from their heart and from their pocketbook and a bunch of other places. That was quite convincing. If I go back to number two, obviously I think it's quite clear that in the general sense, as pointed out by several, of course, that there have been many permitted or licensed activities. So I'm not sure. I mean, I would say, oh, wait a minute, that no might be a yes, but I'm not really sure, because how big a permit, how big an application? There was nothing there, no metric there to compare sizes or, and also, however, the comment that was made that the dredged area at Searsport and just recently made about the 900,000 cubic yards that had been taken out in previous times. It would be interesting to know what, if any, were the outcomes to areas away from the dredge area and areas away from the disposal area, because the argument has been made, and perhaps I should have asked that question to one of our last speakers. So no, you've put it in a disposal area, and so what has happened, and there's some people who say downstream of, but in fact, one thing I see missing on this really nice map, which is very similar to the map that we have in our package, but it goes down all the way through Camden to Rockport, and so it shows, I think, in a better way where things are. But you know what I don't see on here, and it might not be easy to do, but I'd like to see some arrows that are showing which way the currents are. So I was mentioned that down east is down east current, meaning it's running from south to north. And there have been discussions made about how something happening in Searsport may be affecting something in Lincolnville. By the way, I'm familiar with all of these places and have visited them since I was a couple of years old, and have owned property very close to these places for many, many years. And so I couldn't tell you without getting a nice marine bathymetric map which way the currents are going at any given time of year and whatever. So I think, although this is really nice to look at, it's not really telling, not telling me much, because I don't know for sure which way the currents are going and what's going on. When it comes to the pockmarked areas, I have concern about the pockmarked areas, because as a geologist, I know exactly why they exist to start in the first place. And they're basically big geofarts, or geoburps, whatever you want to call them, that methane that is produced from the vegetation that used to be on the coast of Maine when the water level was hundreds of meters below what it is now. And then the glaciers melted away and carried, of course, in the meltwaters of the glaciers, carried the vegetation that was growing around the glaciers and buried it under mud and sand and other materials. And then that stuff eventually rotted and produced gas, just like we do at landfills. And nature's done hundreds of millions of years ago to produce natural gas and oil. So that's nothing new. But the thing is, it's not economic amounts of natural gas and methane, which is natural gas in a way. There's not economic amounts of it, but it's still burping. I mean, it's down there. Now, in larger parts of the world, and I don't know about Maine sufficiently, haven't looked, we have what's called clathrate, which is frozen methane below the surface. And some people have suggested that even disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle and places like that may have had something to do with clathrate explosions, if you will, large amounts of gas that come up and take out the ability for boats to even be suspended in water, which is kind of rare. But nonetheless, this has been going on since the last glacial period, maybe 10 to 13,000 years ago. And so all those pockmarked areas in the Bay of May and basically the main area are all as a result of burping of gas. And they keep, and I'm familiar with Joe Kelly and read a lot of his work. I know that the geologist at the University of Maine, Joe Kelly being one of them, after he left the Maine Geological Survey, have done some fabulous photographic and other types of collection of forks of what's there. What I don't know off the top of my head now, but I'd sure love to be able to sit down and read about it a little bit more, because it wasn't really of great interest to me at the time that I learned about this stuff, is what goes on in the in these areas that the soil has been basically blown up by a gas bubble and then made into a crater. And so the assumption is that whatever goes into the crater blows washes away. And that may actually be the case, but I don't know that. And we're in such a situation now, today, where we're taking evidence and stuff like that to go over it. It's hard for me to answer that, because it's quite possible that materials that go in there stay there. Or it's quite possible materials that go in there don't stay there. I in today's meeting, that's not what we were looking for. So I have difficulty with what's going on in the burping, I'll call them burping areas or whatever. With regard to question one, the environmental economic impact, more than one municipality, territory, county, etc., I think that fits right in with the question number three. And let's see, but anyway, I'm talking too long, but I have some questions that I wish I could answer, get answers for today or look for into the future. I have the greatest confidence in what the Department of Environmental Protection does, and the people who work there, and I'm happy to say that it was started by a single geology professor a number of years ago, probably about the time of NEPA, I would think, and it's done very well, and keep in mind that we're here to basically see how Pat Aho and her several hundred workers do their job, and I've been very happy since I've been on the board with what she and they have done. And if it's if they do what they do, and then all of a sudden it's going to be appealed, which it will be, then we are the people who hear the appeal. And that's when the record comes in front of us. So we thought the record that the chairman here of the Board of Environmental, Board of Environmental Protection, and that's another thing. When I first got on the committee, I had a big thick book full of definition of terms. And one of them was the board. And it was a little confusing because I like straightforward definitions. But the board refers to the Board of Environmental Protection and to the Department of Environmental Protection. The DEP and the BEP are both considered as the board, at least the way I read in those definitions. So even then, it's kind of curious when we keep saying the board said this or the board said that. We use it basically, the board typically refers to the DEP. But since this board is the BEP, we're now the board today. So I'm just a little bit confused as to how to make a decision. Should we be, it should be that we can, the Board of Environmental Protection, the BEP, can take over the adjudication of this, of the application. Then it will be appealed, and that appeal typically goes again through Superior Court, maybe to the Law Court after that. But if the DEP does it, then the first appeal comes to us. So we kind of hear it, not twice, but almost twice. And then and I'm not sure what happens after that. So I just want to make those few comments, and I'll pass this back to the chairperson.
Hilton.
Let me just say that I appreciate your numerous comments about this issue. It helped me come to some conclusion as to how important this issue is to you folks who have commented, and so that is appreciated. I'm thinking that this project has has essentially satisfied three out of the four criteria for the board to take over. But then again, that said, the fact that even if we do take it over, we still rely on the department for their technical expertise. And so that I'm not sure that it's worth the effort for the board to assume jurisdiction when in fact the department will in fact conduct the public hearing and the technical work that needs to go into this project. So that those...
I just might correct you, the department wouldn't conduct the public hearing, the board itself would conduct the public hearing. But the department would sit with the board and help by asking questions.
If
the board takes jurisdiction.
If the department retained jurisdiction.
If the department, the commissioner retains jurisdiction.
They would have a public hearing.
They have a public hearing.
That's right.
If the board takes jurisdiction, the board has the public hearing.
Then, I understand that's what I'm saying, that there is a public hearing regardless of who takes jurisdiction.
Correct.
And therefore, I think that I have concern that the board is just another part of involvement where I'm not sure that we need to be unless there
resign,
were
you asshole.
Objections at the later date from the department's ultimate conclusions. So those are my comments. I think we have the opportunity to do that. I'm not sure that we need to do that. Thank you.
Well, I want to echo what Alvin said. Generally, I've been in your seat in my career, so I know that it does take a level of commitment and time and effort and in some cases, courage to get up and speak in front of a board.
Nice
I certainly appreciate everybody that was took the opportunity today to do that. And I guess regardless of what the decision the board makes today, at least in my position, is that does not necessarily reduce my understanding of your concern and your commitment to this. Speaking specifically to the issues of the of whether or not the board takes jurisdiction or not, I start at the point of the state of Maine has a very well-established process for reviewing environmental projects like this. It's been well-established, it's been proven, it's been used for a very long time, and I think for the most part successfully. So to deviate from that process, in my mind, there has to be a very compelling reason, and the four criteria here that we have laid out for us are what we generally use to make that determination. So I start off with a position of I'm hesitant to bypass a component of that process. As a number of people have mentioned, you know, if we use a traditional process, which would include the commissioner making that decision, if a party doesn't agree with that decision, there's always that option to bring it to the board anyway. If we skip that process, or if we skip that step, you know, we've eliminated a part of the process that may not be beneficial to either party. So I look at the four criteria. I think I'm in somewhat agreement with some of the other board members. In my opinion, it's relatively clear that criteria number one, that this project likely would have an economic impact in more than one municipality, whether it's a statewide impact or not. I live in Aroostook County, I live in Caribou. This probably is not going to impact Aroostook County directly, but you know, I think it certainly probably can be expanded beyond a single municipality. When I look at criteria two, you know, we've heard some evidence that there have been similar projects like this permitted in the past, so it doesn't appear to me that we meet that criteria. Number three, I think I'm going to agree with other board members here that there is some pretty significant public scrutiny or interest and input with this project, evidenced by today and others. and then I look at number four, criteria number four, is it located more than one municipality? And that one's somewhat gray to me. It's certainly not compelling that it's more than one municipality. So I think I'm comfortable that it meets two of the four criteria, but I'm not sure that I'm comfortable that it meets any more than that. And even if it is, I think I'm somewhat in Alvin's boat here. I'm hesitant to deviate from a process that has been established and proven, and that we eventually perhaps could be involved with anyway down the line.
Any further board comments? I have a couple of comments. First of all, going down to four, we talk about territory. I enjoyed the lobster fisherman's comment on territory, because I grew up in a fishing family, and there are individual defined areas where you can fish and you can't fish. So I totally understand that, and I appreciate it. If you value your gear, you don't set it where it's not welcome. One of the issues that I have with this, and I'll give you a little history. I saw in the legislature when some of this legislation was documented. And one of the issues that we had a big hassle with is what happens if you meet the criteria. Well, first of all, if the applicant and the commissioner come to this board and request we take jurisdiction and they meet the criteria, there's no option. If the commissioner and the applicant do not do that, we do have an option. And the option is that we can consider the criteria either met or not met. And then we can have the decision as to whether we assume jurisdiction or not. And echoing some of what has already been said at the table, the same technical staff will review this application, whether it's reviewed before the department or before this board. There are no other people. We can both hire experts, the department can hire experts, we can as well. And we have had a lot of success with the department. In this particular case, I know they have actually announced a public hearing, and I'm sure it won't be an hour hearing. I'm sure it might be a 7-day hearing before they're done. So I think there'll be ample opportunity to secure your opinions and get that on the record. Once that's done, if there's an aggrieved party, if the applicant is not satisfied with the decision, or the opponents are not satisfied with the decision, you have almost an immediate stop back to this board to appeal the decision. If this board takes on an application and we approve it or deny it, and the applicant's aggrieved or the opponents are aggrieved, then the only place you can go is to Superior Court to start with. Mm-hmm. Superior Court, as I understand, it's a year or two out. It's a long delay, so the decision will be out there and the emotion will be there, and there'll be no decision made short term. So I'm of the opinion that item one will have an environmental impact on more than one municipality, territory, or county. A lot of how item one is decided is going to depend on where the actual disposal occurs. And I'm not sure where that's going to occur. I know where it's been applied to occur, where the applicant is asked to occur, where they want to put it. But does it go there or not? And along with one of my board members, there has been dredging done in the past. What are the records showing on what actual impacts occurred? Okay, if we have impacts that occurred, maybe we'll learn from that. In the public hearing process, you'll have a chance to cross-examine that and find out. So it may or may not, in effect, directly affect more than one municipality. The last dredging project in Searsport, which was a small one, was disposed on land. That didn't affect any other community. So I think the disposal side is a big issue, and I think the public hearings are going to have to address that totally. I don't think they meant lobster fishing territory in the legislation, but it's real. If it says it involves, item two involves activity not previously permitted, I totally agree that with what we had for discussion that there are several dredging projects that have gone on. They've already taken close to 1 million yards out of Searsport. I think it went to Rockland, if I understand what he was saying, but again, this is not a unique project. There may be unique things learned in the sediments when they start looking at this closer, but we don't have that information to deal with. Is it likely to become significant, undergo significant public scrutiny? Obviously, yes. And I don't know if we look at the public as being Penobscot Bay or the whole state. I think the majority of the scrutiny, to be honest with you, will be centered around Penobscot Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think Southern Maine and Eastern Maine are going to get too involved in it. They may, but I doubt that. And again, is it located in more than one municipality, territory, or county? If the applicant is successful doing what they're talking about, that may be the case. But having this application not gone through a public hearing process and the final decision not made, it may not be the case.
Right, to be precautionary.
So I think what we have before the board right now, and I suppose we can vote as a group of criteria or vote on them individually, whichever the board prefers. And then once we do that, we have a second issue. If the board determines that three or more of the criteria are met, then we have the decision of whether we want to take this on as a board or wait for the department to do this review and then be available for appeal. If it fails to meet three of those criteria, then the issue's sort of done at that point. So the chair is in a position to entertain a motion.
Anyone dancing feet has.
You can say what your motion would like to be, and I can help you phrase it if like. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
First of all, let me clarify one thing. Does the board want to vote on the four criteria once or individually?
All at once.
All at once, okay? So we have a couple drafts. Oh, it may or may not. I think the first question I'm going to ask for is a motion as to whether or not it does or does not meet the four criteria.
At least three
out of four of the criteria. That's a simple one. That's the first question. So I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
I move that the board indicate that the application may, and I'm kind of even that fuzzy, may meet three of the four criteria for the board to assume jurisdiction over this application.
Then one here, is there any second to the motion?
I'm not sure how may is going to work, but I'll second it until we decide.
Now that we have a second, it's on the floor, so we can discuss it. So, discussion?
Can't vote on whether or not it's may. I think it has to be either up or down, yes or no.
In my opinion, it really has to be a yes or no. I really think so. Because if it's a may, we still have another vote later on. So, we can go up. So.
Change it to will.
You want to draw your motion, sir?
I will withdraw
a second first.
Okay, I'll withdraw, thank you.
Oh my God.
Is there another motion before the board?
Come on.
I'll make a motion that the project does not meet three out of the four criteria for the board to assume jurisdiction.
We have a second to that motion.
I'll second that.
Is there a discussion on that motion? No discussion?
Well, I can just make the problem simple, but I'm looking down here. I get two yeses and no on the question mark. Yeah. And so two yeses is there. The question mark is none number four. Because here again, we don't have sufficient information about where exactly the location will be and what the currents are doing at those locations. So when it says is located in more than one municipality or territory or county, well, in fact, that's not talking about where it's going, just where is it at, I guess. So that's a little confusing. So that gives me two yeses, a no, and a question mark. So,
I guess my position on that is you have to have three yeses.
Yeah, and the question mark in my mind would probably turn to a yes, but I don't.
Be brave.
Any further discussion?
I don't know.
Be brave.
The motion was.
Does not meet.
That it does not meet four criteria. Three out of four of the criteria. I call for a vote, Bob.
Yes.
Well, I got a hold on one, so it does not meet three of the four criteria. So.
Are you in favor of the motion or not in favor of the motion?
Well, I'm just looking at my yeses that I have here. And this is the motion that the board would take it, the Board of Environmental Protection.
Would not take it.
Would not take it. Oh, good. Whatever that was, I'm not.
The motion is that the application does not meet three out of four criteria.
Okay.
That does not meet at least three criteria.
Well, based on here, it does not meet three.
At least three.
You're in favor of the motion.
I guess I'm in favor of the motion.
You dumb fuck.
The way he talked was totally the opposite.
I think in this case, I'm going to vote in favor of the motion as well, and I expect it'll be back here eventually. Okay, but I have faith in the department.
Why?
They have a public hearing process, and I hope you all become very active in that process. And whether it's successful or not, I guess it's beyond what I can determine right now. So, based on that, the vote is that this does not meet three of the four criteria. Therefore, the application will remain before the department. And I know the department is scheduling public hearings, and I think they might be on a notice, but I'm not sure. But you can easily contact them and find out. Thank you.
May I just add, I really would like to state that I'm very leery of the fact that the both parties share the attorney in this issue.
I can do that. That's not my decision.
I just want to be on record
you're not on
proposing that.
Something funny about that?
What? What just went down?
I'm talking about it. It's just freaking believable.
Yeah. I'm the crook here. The problem is she's going to limit debate, limit things. She conceals, hides. When it gets to the board, 90% of the info won't be allowed.
And this person stood right, sat right here and lied.
Who?
The Department of Public.
Oh yeah, the Corps of Engineers. Yeah, yeah. Hey, remember, nobody's sworn in. You can say what you want.
No, you can't say what you want. You have to stick to the point.
Lift your chair up a little bit for a second. There we go. There, just had my check.
Wow.
Well.
That was a lot of nothing.
Some last shots of this guy together. Amazing to see.
They call themselves public servants.
Trying to figure out what would the board ever do on anything? Why should do anything since the it'll always come to us later.
Why didn't they do it issue item by item instead of as a board? Yeah.
Well, it's because the chair of the board, appointed by LePage, is just what you think he is.
Okay, that's it. I gotta go now.
Okay, right. Well,
I need to pick some time that's just or something.
Right.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Well, we've got to.
I could run home now. Oh my god.
Do you live on the island too?
No, I live in Ellsworth.
Ellsworth, okay. You're in the way there.
I live in Ellsworth. I don't eat lobster.
Oh, okay.
Can I talk you into driving me back so I can go to an appointment and all this work?
Sure, yeah.
Hey, look, let's get in touch also about, like I said, about the river and the bay here.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Need somebody to connect us.
All right, good enough.
You know?
Thank
yeah,
you.
Great.
Thank you very much.
I need your
Okay. I'll just.
Yeah, I forgot it too. Of course, I have audio.
Nancy, can you take a picture of this map for me? I ran out of battery. And I'll try. I don't know. I'm trying to say.
Yeah, mine's getting closer. How very sad, huh?
What's up?
I said, how very sad that these folks pretended they couldn't figure out if it was in two towns or not.
Yeah, well, any port in a storm, you know, they
yeah.
just grabbed whatever it was.
It's very sad. This is what happens when you have somebody like, you know, LePage appointing people.
Every one of them.
Yeah, Aho and the rest, yeah. Aho and the board. Not every one of the board, I hope.
Yeah, that's exactly
what every one of the board is. In the last 2 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have a 2 o'clock.
Like, I thought they couldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, no. There was, I think, a resignation. And I think somebody else, the one person who would have been favorable, who used to be, I think, the town manager on Vinyl Group, was nudged out.
Of Suzanne Lessard. I remember her.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good meeting you.
All right, yep.
Free 2B.
Is that your hat?
Yeah, okay. Yep, I always leave stuff around.